Welcome to Shaping E-Commerce with Iron Plane. This is where we talk about e-commerce development, solutions, digital marketing, and all things e-commerce. Be sure to check out the description below each video to find additional resource links and show notes. We upload new videos each day. Please like and subscribe to our channel.
So welcome back to another episode of Shaping E-Commerce with Iron Plane. I'm Tim Bucciarelli, the Director of Engagement at Iron Plane. And today we're joined by Gaia Venaglione from Zakheke. And I did my best with the last name, but we'll get the proper pronunciation.
Great.
So today we're talking more about product visualization, which is more and more an essential tool for merchants online. And it could be just from displaying your products in a 360 view, but these days it's often where you're seeing it in a 3D perspective, where you can actually manipulate it as the visitor, and sometimes actually an AR experience where you can view it in your space. We're gonna add to that the idea of web to print, and we'll get into this in more detail, talking about Zakheke with Gaia. Thank you for joining us, Gaia.
Of course. Thank you, Tim, for inviting me. It's a pleasure. I'm super excited and I'm looking forward to dive into a very good content.
If you could just give us an intro to your role at Zakheke, and then we'll dive into the details of the company.
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Gaia. I'm the country director for US, Canada, and LATAM here at Zakheke. I'm basically the hand behind our business strategy and our market presence in the US, Canada, and LATAM markets. I lead a dedicated team that is invested in pushing to expand our horizon, like in the e-commerce world for US, Canada, and LATAM, in detecting the trends of the market, but also the needs of our current customers and potential customers, and then translating and transferring that information to our great technical team so that we can make sure that our solution is always the best and the most disruptive on the market. We're always running 400 miles an hour, like all technology companies, and we know that each country has a different approach to technology, but above all to SaaS platforms. And I would say that probably US and Canada are the ones that have, they are the most receptive when it comes to the use of technology in the e-commerce and digital world. So I would say that I'm very lucky, but at the same time, it's also the most competitive market. Definitely a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, as an agency, Iron Plane has seen a lot of interest in this particular functionality when it comes to e-commerce. Some of the times it strikes me as like a nice to have, where it's a trendy idea and it's really cool. But other times it's really almost an essential component given a certain type of product or a certain type of merchandising need. So we're going to get into that a little bit more. If you could just give us a brief history of the Zakheke company and where it's founded, who founded it, and what the initial drivers were for creating this company.
Sure thing. And by the way, just to comment on what you just said, it probably started as a nice to have. Like all things, most of the times it started as a nice to have. But then the more you go on, it becomes a way to differentiate your business. And the only way to actually drive through competitive market is to differentiate yourself. So I'll say that the nice to have always becomes a must have at a certain point. So everything started like thanks to our visionary CEO, Angelo Coletta. He's the one who founded Zakheke in 2017. He actually started his first company in 1997, which was specialized in digital marketing. Since then, he has developed a system integrator, a very successful ticketing service business, and also served as the president of InnoVap, which is an innovation and startup ecosystem in Italy. And then finally, he started Zakheke in 2017 so that he could meet the need of the merchants that wanted to offer the customers a very immersive and engaging experience online. So Zakheke itself is a one-stop solution for everything digital commerce. And when I say digital commerce, all the levels and dimensions of the e-commerce in general. So we're talking about 2D, 3D, AR, try on, We're talking about AI-supported experiences. We're also talking about the metaverse soon with the NFTs. So we're talking about all levels and dimensions of the visual commerce experience. And we're also talking about different implementations of that experience. So if you only want to visualize a product in 3D and AR in a real life appearance, or if you also want to customize and configure that product on top of visualization in 3D and AR, also with other technologies like 2D and 3D, of course.
So let's
talk. Both a little bit of all in one package.
So if we were to, if like the most common use case that you experience at ZKK, it sounds like you cover a lot of ground in different use cases, but is there one that you can talk about that we could just walk through the stages of the buyer experience and also how ZKK comes into play throughout that experience?
Yes, of course. So just to give you a little bit of an outline, in general, we work with different verticals in different industries. So we don't actually have just one ideal customer profile, but that depends on the technology that's being used. Our software, our suite of tools comprehends and involves three main products. One of these products is a visual customizer or web to print solution, which is dedicated mainly to the web to print industry and print on demand industry. So in that case, what happens is that we offer the possibility to merchants to offer on the fly customization of products with graphics customization. So that means logos, text, engraving. Sometimes you don't even know what you could do with it. So it's very important for you to learn how to use it so that you can make the most out of it.
On this one, the first element, and I know we're only on the first element so far, but companies that have an existing way to do these printing or the engraving, or they already have that process in place for their products, what they don't have is the ability to bring all of the customization onto their website to enable this easy method for their visitors. Instead of having to call in and talk to a CSR, instead of having to send in via email their images and all that stuff, it's actually taking all of that, putting it front and center on their website and allowing them to then, through this visualization tool, give their customers the confidence that what they see is what they're going to get on the delivery end. And so we can think about this for engraving on jewelry or embossing on leather goods or burning into furniture, personalized furniture, or engraving on telescopes. Like all of these different products, you can just imagine, especially for like gift giving or something like that, where you want to communicate a message or
stationery, you know, products.
Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly what it means. So besides enhancing the experience, thanks to the visual part of it, what we actually aim to do ultimately is getting rid of that manual time and energy consuming pre and post sales tasks. So we're talking about, as you mentioned, such as emailing back and forth, option detailings, design proof, mockups creation, print file generation, but also all those problematics that come from having to manage returns and litigations. All of that disappears thanks to the fact that you are using a really visual tool that allows you to make things visible to your customers that are building their own products as they go, but also it makes it easier and efficient and less costly for the merchant to actually do all those things and to actually do the production afterwards. It's a completely integrated process from A to Z.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the first element. You had mentioned three components, right?
Correct. So the second component, which has a completely different ideal customer profile, is our 3D product configurator. So in that sense, we work on a 3D level from the start.
The CAD files that are provided by the merchant or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Correct. So what we're talking about here is the possibility for merchants to offer their clients real-time composition and building of their products from scratch. And now we're talking about the possibility for customers to choose from a predetermined set of options. That can be options of color, textures and materials. It can be the options to choose certain components or not, the possibility to hide and show certain accessories. So what happens is that you literally select and build a list of options while seeing the products come to life right before you. And that happens on a 3D level. So it looks exactly how it would look if you were building it, if you were picking up the options, and if you were actually looking at the on-the-shelf product in a store. So that helps you literally not just customizing graphically, but building that product in all its components. And in this case, the customization, the graphic customization is still there. So you can definitely add logo and text and images of your own. Of course, in that case, they are placed in a specific area of the 3D model. So it's more focused on building that product in 3D and visualizing exactly how it will be, rather than placing and printing on a specific surface of that product.
Yep. Okay.
So in that case, we're talking about like all types of industries, like I would say fashion brands, so apparel, accessories, furniture, luxury goods, and jewelry. We're talking about automotive. We're also talking about pet accessories. We have all of these different industries and realities meeting up at the same spot. Here you go.
Yeah, that's a good market in the U.S., I know.
Yeah.
Probably Canada as well. Everyone wants a collar with their dog or cat's name on it, or a bowl with their picture on it or something.
Yeah. You can't even imagine.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And the third reality is, so for example, we have another technology, which is our 3D and AR viewer. In this case, it's mainly dedicated not to the printing industry, not to just the manufacturing and retailing industry in general, but the retailing industry in particular, in the case where the merchant does not want to allow customization and configuration, they do not need that, but they might still want to show the product in 3D and AR to cut the cost of returns and show a beautiful experience with their online presence. So what happens there is that, I don't know, like for example, pre-made art or also the furniture business. Anyone who might want to sell their products and literally show the customer how the product will look like and how the product will look like in their environment, they could do it using the 3D and AR viewer of Zakeke, which would work and function as a 3D and AR layer. So in this case, you're not customizing, you're not configuring, but you still access the technology that can show you that product in different views in your space.
And is that the type of thing where the consumer is on their computer, they're navigating to a page, they view the couch, they select the color that they want, the size that they want, and that then gives them an image, which then they can manage. And then there's a QR
exactly.
that they can scan on their phone
correct. And
view it within their space on their phone.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's the desktop experience. Of course, you can also access it by mobile. So we are completely mobile adapted. So
okay. If
you are on your mobile, you can just access it. You will not have a QR code. The 3D will just appear and then you can place it wherever you want. So in that case, you don't even go through the QR code process.
Now, one of the use cases, and we'll get into a couple of customers that you'd like to talk about, but one of the use cases you mentioned previously that I thought was interesting is the in-store opportunity as well. I hadn't thought of that because I think of this as being strictly for people who are at home on their computers or on their phone. But if you could just describe the in-store experience that you mentioned, that would be helpful as well.
Correct. And I'll just add a quick note. The reason why Zakeke was born in the first place is because Angelo, who's our CEO, he saw some trends, detected the trends that were just developing around him. And one of those trends, of course, is online shopping. The more we move ahead, the more it becomes a must-have for brands to have an omni-channel presence. And they hybrid between in-store and online and offline experiences because it's online, it's more convenient, it has endless options. And of course, with the right technology, you can actually have a nearly identical experience to the one that you would have in-store. But at the same time, you have to keep an in-store presence. So what we came up with and what we do with many of our customers is that we offer the possibility to customers to have touchpad or some sort of integration of Zakeke in their store so that they can actually allow customers that enter and walk in the store that might not want to just pick one of the on-the-shelf products to actually personalize those on-the-shelf products or maybe something that is not in stock and create their own product using a touchpad and just going through the options, selecting them, adding their logo, adding them their personalization and their touch to it so that they can just buy that and get it shipped home. So I would say that there is endless possibilities when it comes to online experience, but that online experience doesn't mean that you don't have to be physical. You can still be physical, but you have to make sure that you're also just curating and taking care of your online channels.
Yeah. Well, I just recently finished up some interviews about the future of e-commerce. And one of the takeaways from that was how e-commerce will eventually no longer be e-commerce. It will simply be commerce, or as you described, omnichannel or unified commerce or whatever you want to describe it as, because the lines between the spaces are so blurred now. So in-store versus at home on your computer versus walking around on your mobile phone. It really should be a very similar unified experience regardless. So it's interesting that Zakeke has made that move into the in-store. And I can, off the top of my head, think of a couple of our clients who that might work quite well
for. Like, for example, we have a customer which works in the bespoke shoes business. They basically manufacture tailor-made shoes, and they have different stores in Hong Kong where, again, like exactly how I said it, customers can walk in. They also have online presence, but customer can walk in, build their shoes using a touchpad and like a screen and build their own product using, of course, just their imagination and Zakeke. So they go home, they get shipped, and they have everything in one place. They did get a beautiful, you know, walking experience. They went to a store, they had that, I would say, interactive, still very human experience of going to a store, but they still decided that they wanted to pick a product and personalizing using our technology. So I would say that it is always more visible how customers want to add their personal touch, no matter which experience they choose and they go for. Of course, the online experience is getting more and more important, but either way, even if you are in store, using a technology to personalize your product is still a must. It's still becoming a must.
So you mentioned Testoni. Are there other clients that you'd like to mention who are doing something particularly interesting or just worth mentioning?
We have so many clients. Right now, we're currently, after all the history that I mentioned, we have around 7,000 customers across the globe in 120 different countries. Actually, 95% of our customers are international, even if we are an Italian company. And half of our business comes from the US. So like these incredible numbers, we have tons of different use cases also because of what I mentioned, the fact that we have different tools that dedicate to different industries and verticals. So that means that we have a wide range of use cases. We work with brands like Ubisoft, Nalgene, Clipper, so big brands, but we also work with small and medium customers and businesses to help them create immersive experiences. We work with online and offline, work with B2B and B2C. We work with several high-end fashion brands that I might not be able to name, but we work with a lot of them to help them enlarge their offerings or offer a like more particular experience or help them get into the world of technology and 3D and be the metaverse. For example, we also work a lot with packaging and corporate gift companies, stationery products, jewelry and luxury. We have a brand that's called Boon Watches that manufactures high-end watches. I just mentioned Testoni, but I could mention Jennifer Tattanelli for tailor-made shoes, which is a beautiful brand in the US. Superga uses us to offer personalization of their shoes with like personal designs and logos and text. We have Bellissimo Hats. They do custom-made hats with feather and beautiful designs and textures, also brand from the U.S. Dog in the Closet for little outfits for your dogs. If you want to add embroidered patches to it, you could do it using Zakeke. So we have so many different use cases that kind of merge into one because of the fact that all of them can utilize the same technologies and get the same results. We work very well with the uniform and apparel sector. For example, like this specific business in an industry is focused and centered in offering custom products. But it's very funny because they are still realizing how a designer tool could actually help them making the experience better, but also cutting all those manual costs of producing an insane number of mockups, an insane number of AI files, but also it would help them getting generated the files that they actually need for production. So I would say that, for example, for that specific industry, what happens is that they have a very thick requirements when it comes to production, because they need sublimated files. They need files for printing, but they still want a 3D experience. So sometimes that is not covered by just a normal 3D configurator, because they need a product, they need a tool that is able to manage and handle 2D assets. And that is where we come on board and we help out, because we have the perfect tool that allows 3D visuals with still 2D asset management. So we can create the perfect print-ready file that can go to production and help them get the exact result that they want.
That sounds like a pretty good differentiator. I wanted to touch on, this seems to me to be a relatively competitive market these days. And you're bridging two areas, actually, which may make it even more competitive for you, because on the one hand, you've got this idea of personalization and web to print. And there's that whole market segment where there are other companies that offer similar services. And then there's this other area, which they don't do web to print, but they do focus very much on product visualization, 2D, 3D, AR. And you're accomplishing both, which is super logical. It makes a ton of sense. But that market space is pretty competitive. So I guess I'm curious to hear, how does Zakeke differentiates itself in such a competitive marketplace?
Yeah, so I think it makes it more competitive, but it also makes us differentiate more from our competitors, because the way we place ourselves and what we aim to do is that we want to be the destination of all the brands that are looking for the visual revolution. So like, we want to make sure that we are the place where all different industries and verticals can go to find a perfect tool for visual commerce. So I would say that in general, we have so many features that distinguish us from competitors, but probably the main characteristics are flexibility across the board. So what we just said, all industry, we work in printing, we work in manufacturing, we work in retail, all verticals, stationery, gadgets, general merchandising, custom packaging, uniforms and sporting goods, fashion and apparel, accessories of any kind, shoes, bags, hats, eyewear, and more, jewelry and luxury goods, furniture and equipment, also all sizes. We don't focus on just enterprise. We want to be the self-service tool for everybody. So, like, we work with small and medium businesses, all the way up to big corporate and enterprise levels customers. But what we are very focused to do is that we want to make sure that our tool is available for everybody, for anyone at any level. And we put the same amount of effort, no matter who is our customer is. And that's the most important, because we see a lot of competitors that, of course, for various reasons, they focus on a certain specific category or on a certain specific top-notch type of, I would say, pool of customers. For us, it's important that our brand, that our business is available to everybody at any time. And for any reason, flexibility across the board when it comes to customers deciding to go with us. Plug and play and easy setup is probably another thing that we do best. We work with all the leading platforms. We have developed plugins and integration for Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, Magento, OpenCart, and Sales Commerce Cloud, PrestaShop, Wix, Etsy, Shopware, and I could continue on, but also we also have API that can easily integrate it onto any other e-commerce business. Our policies, our strategies are very clear and transparent. Flexibility, availability, we want to be there for everyone. And we have the sales channels features, meaning that even if you're using multiple platforms, you could use our back office and connect to all your stores at once. So that's where our omni-channel focus comes up.
When we think about a merchant who comes to you and says, okay, I want to start this. I've got the need for this 2D, 3D web to print functionality and AR. What does that merchant need to bring to the table in order to enable Zakeke to launch? Because you describe it as plug and play, but I assume there's a fair bit of work that the merchant has to have in their hands already in order to get started. Can you give me an idea of what the merchant would need to have?
Sure. Of course, it depends on the technology they use. Like, for example, we talk about our visual customizer. It's pretty easy to set up and quite quick, because what happens is that you just need your product. And what you do is that actually it now is a little different, meaning that initially Zakeke needed the e-commerce to exist in order for it to be integrated with the store. But actually, from a couple of weeks ago, we launched the possibility for customers to start an account with Zakeke first, upload their products, even if they do not have a store, and then they can connect their store later on when they decide to move with their strategy and so forth. So in general, what they have to do is they just need to upload their products into Zakeke, then within Zakeke, they create the options of personalization. So what happens is that they upload their products, they decide what they want to offer, they create their printing methods with all the possibility and limitations that they want to apply, because one thing is we want to offer the possibility to the merchant to offer any type of customization, but at the same time, we want to give them the power to limit the experience so that they can make sure that they meet their production and business needs at the same time. So that is very important in our industry. So they literally build the options of customization, the type of printing method they're gonna work with, they allow certain features or not. And after you do that, they can decide if they want to add a 3D preview of that product. And if they want to allow that part of the process, of course, they're gonna need 3D models. But if that is not involved in the process, it's pretty straightforward. They upload their products, they make them customizable, they create all the dependencies, they enable all the features that they need to. They upload their graphics. They want to offer, for example, predefined templates for customers to edit. They create their rules of pricing. So if they want to provide the possibility of changing pricing, so dynamic pricing, they could also enable all the different rules that they want to apply, and then they go live. For visual customizer, it's pretty quick, it's quite user-friendly, our back office. When it comes to 3D, there is the need of a little bit more preparation, meaning that you need 3D assets to upload in the platform to create the different options that you want to offer. If you have an inside team that could do it great, like Zakeke self-service. So we want you to be empowered to start your own business and to start your own personalization as you wish and how you wish. But at the same time, we also have a team of 3D experts internally and externally, like meaning we have partners that do that for us as well. So if you needed us to help you end to end from A to Z to launch your project, we are always there. We are very quick. We can prepare the whole process for you and we can help you just go live.
That's a great service, I think, because many merchants like the idea, but they may not have the teams in place to actually make it happen. Can you give me some idea of kind of what type of prices we're talking about? And I understand also that it varies dramatically from one client to another. But broadly speaking, can we touch on either how your pricing is structured or like just any numbers at all that merchants can understand what they might be looking at?
Yeah, sure. As I was saying, Zakiya places itself on the market as available for everyone. And I think there is a misconception in the world of e-commerce about the fact that 3D or in general personalization is expensive, because it is not, meaning that for the result that it's going to bring and the amount of effort that currently brands have to put into literally building and products and mock-ups and files that are ready for the print, or in literally creating and deciding what the product is going to look like based on customers' requests, I would say that there is a little investment at the beginning, only if they want 3D, because if they don't want 3D, the only thing that they need to pay for is the subscription, which is quite affordable when it comes to small new businesses. And we also do custom pricing when it comes to enterprise level businesses. Our business model is fixed monthly plus annually paid, depending on what you decide for, plus a very small percentage on customized products like that you basically sell using Zakiya. So I would say that the actual subscription is quite affordable. And then only if they decide that they want our support or they want the support of a third party to build the 3D models, in that case, they will have to consider like the pricing of building those 3D models. And of course, always if they want, the pricing of setting up those models for them in the back office. And that usually changes depending on, of course, the product itself. So for example, I don't know, like when it comes to fashion and apparel products or watches or like furniture, the cost of a 3D model might differ from the cost that they would encounter if they were just offering banners and stationery products or hats. Like, of course, depending on the product that you're selling, the cost of the 3D model would be different.
Yeah.
But it could start at a very basic price of $200 to a very higher price of $600, $700, depending on the complexity of the product itself.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's probably best not to talk exact prices right now anyway, because who knows, in a couple of months, things may change. But if merchants are interested, they can go to the Zakiya website and at least get some frame of mind for what the subscription prices are.
Correct. It's all transparent. So that's also one very big differentiator for us, meaning that we are transparent. If you go on our website, you find exactly what you're going to pay. We have a calculator that tells you what you're going to pay, depending on the number of products. Also, it's going to give you the amount that you're going to pay in terms of transaction fee. So you see all of it. You see the fixed price, which is very level. We start at $10. So it's literally a very low price. And then depending on the tool and the technology that you use, or better not, it depends on the type of plan that you decide for. We have a starter, we have a grow plan, and we have a scale plan. So depending on which one you choose, you're going to pay between, I think, $14 to $70 if you go for the annual plan. If you go for the monthly plan, there is a little bit more because you don't get a 30% savings, but it's still a very affordable price for the type of technology that we offer. Okay. Of course, when it comes to other specific needs, we also offer custom pricing. So we are open. We show the prices that we offer, but at the same time, we understand that certain merchants and businesses might require custom pricing or different pricing depending on their needs. For example, there are certain businesses that do not actually offer purchasing for their products. So they might only want to offer the designing part. So there is no,
and submit a quote, no, or something actual like purchase. That.
Exactly, especially for B2B. We have a get a quote feature for which you can just not have the add to cart button right away. You can get a quote and ask for a quotation. And then you have a little step of negotiations where you have a form to fill up, and this form comes back to the client who can decide if they want to approve or not. And then it moves ahead as it should. So in general, like, again, we go back to flexibility. It's probably, I would say, impossible to find a tool and a technology that is that flexible in the sense of what we offer. We always want to make sure that no matter who you are and what you do, what your business needs are, we can cover them. So even if you are a SaaS platform, usually SaaS platforms are more rigid than like a software that do custom development. What we do is that we want to offer something that is plug and play and easy to set up, but at the same time, we want to make sure that each customer's needs is heard and each customer's request is met somehow.
Yeah, and I know that from Ironplane's point of view, as an e-commerce agency, we are partnered with both BigCommerce and Magento. So one is SaaS on the one hand, one is on-prem and much more customizable, but both can work very well with Sakeke. And we're very interested to see what we can do for our clients and to talk with the prospective clients as well. If a merchant listening is interested in taking the first step in their journey of AR and 3D, 2D, web-to-print merchandising, what would you recommend for their first or second step?
So I would say that, as you mentioned, like Magento and BigCommerce are very good platforms, either one of them. We work with both. We have integrations that work with both. Of course, each platform has their own specifics when it comes to how plugins interact with the platform itself, but very small details, meaning like the way Sakeke works is basically the same, meaning that we offer the same functionalities and features for both BigCommerce and Magento. Of course, there are certain specific technical differentiation depending on how the e-commerce itself handles and manages the catalogs and the products, but mainly both the platforms work the same in terms of functionalities that we offer. And notwithstanding the peculiarities of each platform and the limitations that plugins sometimes face with SaaS platforms, in general, our integration is quite advanced and rehearsed and suited actually to provide an easy setup and quick turnaround for both BigCommerce and Magento. What I would suggest to do is, I think it's very important to have their marketing and communications plan ready, which, you know, of course, when you decide to use a specific technology, it's very important that, of course, you learn about the possibilities of what you have, of what you can do, other than just the things that you need in that moment, because the possibilities might be endless. But of course, if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have a marketing and communication plan, what is the point of having a technology if nobody knows you're using it, right? So it's very important in both cases that the first thing you do after you start your platform and you decide and pick your technology is to build a communication plan.
Yes, yes. Announce it to your audience. Explain why you're doing it. Explain how wonderful it is going to be for them, so that you take all of the overhead that you previously were doing with your CSRs, managing phone calls and emails, and then you see that drops off and your online personalization goes
and your
up.
Sales go up. Yeah.
That's right. And your overhead goes down. That's
it's the most beautiful feeling in the world.
That's right. We could hope that for any merchant for sure. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about next steps for Sakeke. What does the future hold, or is it just stay the course and keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, never. We never stay the course. We never keep doing only what we're doing. We're always doing 100 things at a time. Like I was saying before, like when it comes to technology, we're always running 400 miles an hour. So in general, like I think that is also a differentiator. Our software is forward thinking. Like we never stay still. We grow and thrive primarily from the requests of our customers and inputs of the market, and also with the vision of our leadership team, our CTO and CEO. They're they're visionary in terms of what they want for the future. In fact, I joke a little bit around, but like in general, like in our industry, the past is the present and the future is now. Never the opposite. There is never a future because it's always now. You can never think of the time in the classic way. So I would say that we are running. We're always adding development features to our pipeline. We release product updates monthly. All those features are based on the requests of our clients and potential clients. They're based on what we see around us. They're based on the vision of our leadership. And what we try to do is that we see the changes around, but we want to be the leaders. We want to be the ones leading that change in the first place. place. So I would say, just to mention a few, we are currently developing a very powerful system to manage language translations, embroidery digitization. We are going to be launching print area dynamic resizing, the possibility for customers to upload massive files and generate also high quality files, pre-trade file for those massive files, for example, for banner production. We are offering the possibility to create custom output, custom designs. So if you are a brand who needs an output file, which is a stock output file, which is not the classic print file that someone else might want. If you want to build and design your output file, you're going to be able to do it. We are releasing a totally new interface that is going to be completely customizable and editable. The integration of AI into the experience, as well as the possibility for customers to create their own NFTs and pushing them to a metaverse of choice. There's all sorts of things that are in the pipeline and they are being worked right now. They're going to be available for our customers very soon in the next quarter or so. There is a lot going on. Yeah, we never stand still.
That's a lot and very exciting. We will look forward to seeing what the future holds for ZKK, and we're looking forward to talking with you more about potential fits with our clients and with prospective clients. Thank you again, Gaia, for joining us on Shaping E-Commerce. And this has been very informative. Hopefully our merchants have learn something new and seen some opportunities in front of them. As usual, we'll include all of your contact info in the show notes, and we look forward to next time.
Awesome. Thank you very much, team. It was a pleasure. Happy to be here. If anyone has questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to just help you out.
For more insights on how to improve your e-commerce website and for a free consultation, visit ironplane.com. Follow us on social media and like and subscribe below.